with SRN News,
I'm John Scott. The showdown over President Trump's decision to send troops to Los Angeles to quell immigration protests is set for a court hearing. California Governor Gavin Newsom and Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass, both Democrats, oppose the military presence and say the president has abused his authority. The hearing planned for this afternoon comes as police say they made a handful of arrests on the second night of a downtown L.A. curfew. The president has killed California's electric vehicle and emissions rules. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with a report.
In a White House signing ceremony, the president blocked California's first-in-the-nation rule banning the sale of new gas-powered cars by 2035.
It's been a disaster for this country.
He also approved measures to overturn state policies curbing emissions from certain vehicles. By eliminating different emission standards in different states, the president said new cars will cost less. Greg Cluxton, the White House.
A Washington insider says he's optimistic congressional hearings will bring out the truth about a White House cover-up of President Biden's declining health while he was in office. Bob Agnew reports.
The House Oversight Committee holds hearings on Biden's health next week, and Drew Holden with American Compass believes the truth will come out for all to see.
They'll get it. They'll connect the dots.
Several former White House aides will testify, and Holden notes that recent news reports should help the committee in its probe.
Particularly in the last couple of months, we've seen so much evidence come out that surely this was not just something that was overlooked or it was missed.
Drew Holden was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
And on Wall Street, stocks have been higher following an encouraging update on inflation at the wholesale level. The Dow is up 69 points now, the NASDAQ composite adding 35. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans think religion still carries weight in this country.
According to the latest Gallup poll, 34% of adults say faith is increasing its influence on life in the U.S. That's still only about a third of the population, but 1 year ago, only 20% believed this. Meanwhile, Gallup reports that a little less than half of Americans say religion is very important in their life, about the same as a year ago. The findings indicate that while religion is in decline here, it still wields a considerable amount of influence. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Louisiana lawmakers have approved a measure that targets out-of-state doctors and activists who prescribe, sell, or provide abortion drugs to Louisiana residents. State law allows women to sue doctors who perform abortions on them in the state. This bill expands who can be sued. The case is at the center of an unfolding battle between liberal and conservative states over abortion. This is SRN News. President Trump is winning support from swing voters in his response to the L.A. protest over his mass deportations.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has conducted raids across the country and have faced large protests in Los Angeles as the Trump administration pledged to carry out the largest mass deportation in U.S. history. Mr. Trump has deployed California's National Guard to assist in the quelling of violence, despite objections from Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom and other local officials who said bringing in National Guard would only escalate the strife. Impact Social data shows a plurality, 32%, of swing voters are responding positively to Trump's response, while 19% are responding negatively. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Travis Dicker, the Washington dad accused of brutally murdering his three daughters, has been seen in public, and cops say it's only a matter of time before they catch him. After a week-long manhunt, cops now believe the 32-year-old ex-soldier is hiding out near Blewett Pass in the mountains of Washington. More details at srnnews.com.